It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Congratulations going out this morning to Tracy Vincent. That's Terry Vincent. Hard to read the writing here on one of the registration blanks from the boat show. Terry picked up the shock alert. Candace Cross was able to score an annual subscription to Pontoon and Deck Boat magazine. And Tracy Burkhart, a floating flashlight winner from West Marine. Thank you all for coming to the In Water Boat Show last weekend. Boy, we had a blast, and we had three outstanding days. We're going to hear from Mike Kanagi shortly. We're also going to hear about the Lake Race steering committee meeting and a brand new board of directors for Lake Race 2017. They're already meeting for this coming year. Next weekend, I want to remind you, next Saturday and Sunday at the Lodge of the Four Seasons over in Lake Ozark on HH, it's the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show. And it's going to be a big show. We're going to be there with our booth set up, and we hope you'll come by and register for some great door prizes, pick up lots of good information about things going on around the lake, particularly in the area of boating. All sponsored by the Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, and that's who you talk to if you want to get more information about the show. Again, Saturday and Sunday, Home Lifestyle and Sports Show, and they're going to have live remote broadcast right here on KRMS as well. Well, I had the pleasure last week. Oh, hey, good morning. This is Captain Bob with Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Thank you for being with us this morning. Got a lot to do today. We have some guests today, including Dave Grohacki with Valve Tech. We're going to talk about some new additives for gas. We also have Ann Dunbar, the show director for IBEX, that's going to join us at the in the last two segments of our program today to talk about new innovations for what you're going to see coming along in boating. But you know, at the boat show this past weekend, my booth was right next door to Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. And this was great because we really had a chance for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to sit there and chat with each other in between meeting all the guests and people that were coming to the show. By the way, we had a great show. Looks like substantially up attendance-wise over last year, so that's extremely good, and we thank everybody for coming by. You know, Paradise Upholstery and Canvas and Carpet, that's Pete and Pam and Emily and Kayla and Cesar and Amelia. They do lots of great work around the Lake of the Ozarks, and I was really excited to be sitting there and hearing customers come by and say, oh, you're the guys that did that canvas top for us. We just love it. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It's exactly what we wanted. We had so many people coming by and complimenting them on their work. And their slogan is, when duct tape just won't do, get a hold of Paradise Upholstery and Canvas and Carpet. And the way to do that is to call Pete at 573-216-7214, or go to their website, paradiseupholstery.com. And if you want to see some really great videos that they have developed and posted, go to my website, and that's bobsnowakezone.com. Click the Paradise Upholstery and Canvas logo, or you can click the little text below where you'll find the YouTube link, and go look at some of their YouTubes. You'll be very impressed with the kind of work that they do. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, 573-216-7214 or paradiseupholstery.com. All right, first up in our interviews, we caught up with Mike Kanagi, the executive director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, after the boat show.
So I heard you say something, Mike, about on a great weekend to be boating at Lake of the Ozarks, what a time to have a boat show.
I tell you, that is exactly correct, Bob. I mean, we have boating weather and a boat show going on at the same time. It's been fantastic this weekend.
It has been a great weekend. The weather really cooperated well, and the crowd's better than before.
Yes, we are for the 2 days, Friday and Saturday, we're up on both days. So today we'll see how we're doing, but it looks like we're going to be fine, having a great show.
One of the questions I was asking some of the dealers earlier is, okay, how many boats did you bring to the show? And then how many boats are you going to have to take back to your marina?
There has been a number of them moved out of here. And most of the dealers are telling me they had a very good show, moved some product, had some great leads, and the quality of buyers we've seen this over the weekend has been outstanding.
Now, as we close out this year, sort of, even though we still have some time left and people are still going to be out and around the lake, let's look ahead to 2017. We've got some early boat shows that people might want to be interested in.
Yeah, we go. Of course, I'll start planning and working on Overland Park. It's January 26th through the 29th in 2017. Quickly followed up there in early March, March 9th through the 12th at St. Charles. And Bob, you need to punch me because April, I can't remember April off the top of my head, but we'll be back at Dog Days in April, usually the third full weekend in April. So look at your calendars. You'll know when we're going to be at Dog Days.
Well, you know, this show kind of finishes out the year for a lot of these guys, but most everybody we've talked to, and I know you get the feedback as well, everybody's had a sensational year here at the lake.
Yes, it has. It's been a wonderful marine industry season this year. They moved a lot of product. It's been a very positive and uplifting season for everybody. Start to feel like boating is back again. So we're happy to see that, and all the dealers are having a good year.
And as a result of these shows that we've been doing all year long, you do make a donation from some of the admission price that goes to Kids Harbor. What's that sort of subtotal, I guess you could say, right now?
We're very happy to support that organization. I noticed up in their booth that we have given over the last few years over $37,000 to Kids Harbor, and we're very proud and happy to be able to help that organization out.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, thanks again. Appreciate it. Thank everybody for coming to the show, and we'll see you in January.
Very good. Looking forward to it, Bob. Thank you.
Well, the dates on those Dog Days Bar and Grill boat show event, April 21 to 23, 2017. More information on the boat shows, go to LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. Next up, the 2017 Lake Race Committee is already underway, doing lots of work. Here's an update for you with Mike Shepard.
We had a great meeting, just kind of went over everything from Lake Race 2016. It was a great success. We had a lot of things that we tried this past year that we felt really complemented the event, and it worked out very well. We can go on with those things like our one-day race format. Our Festival of Speed was a tremendous success, and a lot of little things that contributed to the overall event. Financially, we did well. And moving on to 2017, we've got some good ideas.
All right, let's talk about the date. Let's get it on everybody's calendar right now. The fifth year for the Lake Race will be?
June the 1st through the 4th in 2017.
One of the things that I think people need to know about is the synergy that's going on now with this committee that's been working on this thing for 4 years and now going into five. But there's sort of a new organization, I guess you could say. So tell us a little bit about how that's going to work.
With our 4 years of success with Lake Race, we want to see the event become more of a staple for the Lake of the Ozarks community and the economy. In that thought process, we've established a board of directors for the Lake Race event to go forward. Going into our fifth year, we feel like it's time to develop some continuity with the event and to make sure that it stays around for a long time to benefit the community. In doing so, our new board of directors met with the overall steering committee and was introduced. And I'd like to also introduce our new president of the board of directors. Chief Jeff Dorhauer has agreed to do that. We're very fortunate to have him on our group and to be a leader here. So I'm staying on to work with the committee as the chairperson.
Chief Dorhauer, thank you so much for taking that responsibility and looking forward to many more Lake Race events in the future. Give us your thoughts about what's been going on and then what you're thinking going forward.
Well, first of all, I'm excited to be with this group. The atmosphere was fun tonight. Everybody, you can tell, is excited. I'm anxious to get back into boating and boat racing. I had a history with the shootout. So I'm really looking forward to working with this group, getting back into this scheme of things. One thing that really drew me to this, and throughout my career, I've enjoyed being involved in events that weren't solely about the event, but equally or more so about promoting tourism and bringing tourism dollars to local businesses in the area. Everything we do with these events, that should be the focus of, in my opinion. And when I was approached about this, I quickly jumped on board because I realized over the past 4 years, that's what one of the major goals of this event was.
Well, we've had some good numbers reported and some good tourism numbers reported, and we just want to keep that ball rolling, of course. One overriding theme I kept hearing through the meeting was more volunteers. We need more help in all areas.
And we do. I think if we look at the different events throughout the lake area, the volunteers, this community is strong. It's just we have to figure out a way to reach out and touch those people to bring them to this event. I think starting this early, it's an achievable goal. And I think people, when they come out and see the event and participate, it makes it more of a lake-wide event too then, because if everybody has a portion or a piece of what's going on.
All right, very good. Thanks again, Chief, and I know we'll be talking to you more. Mike, I know the website, we were talking about the Lake Race website, still continuing to get large numbers of visits. Give us the website address.
We are at www.lakerace.com.
We're talking gas and diesel additives next with Dave Grohacke from Valtech. And then Ann Dunbar from Ibex joins us on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, krmsradio.com. And we'll be right back after this coffee break.
Hi, I'm Dave Dempsey from Marine Intelligence. If you're the owner or captain of a superyacht, then you know how expensive internet can be. And yes, it's a ripoff. We've made it our mission to revolutionize the world of marine communications. We will find you the best price for your internet by comparing all major vendors. And we do that for free. That's right, no charge to the boat. It's a free service. We get you the best price for your yacht, whether it's just one boat or a fleet of boats, and all the savings will be passed on to you. We can save you over $1,000 US per meg. So stop doing what you're doing and visit marineintelligence.net now, before you forget.
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show Saturday morning. It's already October 1st. Gotta believe. Hey, coming up, we're going to learn about Ibex, and Ann Dunbar will be with us shortly. Coming up next, though, on the Boat US guest line, Dave Grohacke from Valtech to talk about a brand new product to help you with winterizing and stabilizing fuel all year long. You know, speaking of all year long, every year they're our major sponsor of our program along with Boat US, and that is Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks, headquartered in Clearwater, Florida, but right here at Lake of the Ozarks, they've got it all. Premium brands, including, let's talk about Harris Pontoons, Nautique Wakeboard Boats, the legendary Boston Whalers, they've got those azimuth yachts, and, of course, the major brand Sea Ray, sport boats, cruisers, and yachts. Good brokerage department there, Mark Barber's in charge of that. Dale Law at the Finance and Insurance Office, of course, a full-service boatyard, mobile service as well, huge parts selection, premier marina facilities managed by Angie Cook. You've got educational classes that happen certain times of the year, and getaways that also happen certain times of the year for the Marine Max slip renters. Great place to be. We urge you, if you're looking for a home for your boat, or if you're getting ready to make a change, move to a different part of the lake, why don't you give them a try? Marine Max, 16.5 mile marker by water, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard in Lake Ozark. For more information, you can give them a call, 573-365-5382. And probably Amy will answer the phone. She's very helpful in getting you to the right person or department. You can also look up more information at their website, marinemax.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Today we're going to talk about fuel additives, particularly for the marine industry, of course, and to talk with us more about some products that they sell around the country. We have Dave Grohacke on the phone, VP Operations for Valtech. And Dave, good morning. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Show.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about some a new product that you have out this year as we get ready to kind of go into fall and winter. And but before we do, let's tell everybody a little bit about Valtech. Give me a little thumbnail history of the company.
Well, Valtech Petroleum has been in business for about 30 years, And we're part of a much larger corporation called RPM International, which is a Fortune 500 company. They own such brands as Dayglow and Pettit Paint and Woolman Lumber and Rust-Oleum and a whole bunch of other companies. And we manufacture fuel additives, and that's all we sell is fuel additives. We don't get into any other types of products. We're not into cleaners or anything like that. It's strictly a fuel additive business. We sell a lot of product into not only the marine business, but a lot of our business is done with railroads and fleets and fuel terminals and bulk treatment of fuels.
So it's not only gasoline, but it's diesel products as well. And then also, understand, propane is now in your mix.
Yes, we acquired a propane additive company and filter company about a year ago. Been doing very well with that. It's an up-and-coming fuels in the United States.
Now, you were telling me earlier that, before we went on the air, that propane is really a product of choice almost in many parts of the world other than the United States.
Yes, because it's a much more portable fuel. You know, when you start getting into rural areas, it's a fuel of choice because it's just a lot easier to handle. If you look now, you'll start seeing a lot of businesses starting to occur in the United States. They're coming up with fueling stations. You'll start seeing those starting to come up now. I've even seen a couple of gas stations that have put in a separate pump for propane. It's moving into that direction.
Well, let's talk about the gas and diesel products that you offer for the marine industry. And there's a new one out now, which is the Advanced Formula XP Gasoline Treatment from Valtech. So what makes this different?
It's our Extended Protection Plus product. What we did was we formulated this product. It's been in the works for a couple of years now. And we formulated this product to be able to go into all gasoline types. There's a lot of different kinds of gasoline starting to come in the marketplace. Everybody's hearing now about E15. I would imagine that eventually the EPA will rule E15 is going to have to end up going into everything, and the OEMs will have to start changing over some engines on rubbers and plastics that are used inside the fuel system. The main purpose of this product is to be able to put it into any type of gasoline system, including some of the boutique-type things. There's isobutanol that's starting to get blended into gasoline. There's some green-type materials, very similar to like a soy and diesel, starting to move that into gasoline. We tried to formulate this product so that it would be able to go into any type of gasoline that anybody is carrying, and it goes into up to E85, and which is 85% ethanol, and it's stable. It's a good product. It stabilizes the fuel. Overall, it's a very advanced formula product compared to other products that are out there. It's similar into some of the other products that we've had in the past. But the stability in all types of fuels is the big ticket for this item. It's a great product for winterizing. It's the main function is to stabilize the fuel. It also has a corrosion inhibitor in it, a water dispersant, gasoline detergent. It's a good year-round type product to use. So if you're filling up, for instance, ATVs that maybe aren't used all the time, or, of course, in the marine business, yes, that's a big thing because most people don't use their boats on a daily basis, or fuel could be sitting for a while.
Mm-hmm. I noticed here in some of the literature that was sent, it says that, you know, on this new treatment, the Advanced Formula XP gas treatment, 1 ounce is what you use for every 10 gallons. So it's pretty concentrated, I guess, then, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we came out with a new size. We now have a 4 ounce bottle that treats 40 gallons. And the other thing we did was we came out with the products all in new bottles. So the bottles are all measurable, so you can pour off 1 ounce if you want or 2 ounces if you want, so you can put it into smaller engines. They have smaller tanks with them, It comes in a 4 ounce, a 16 ounce, and a 32 ounce bottle. And as kind of an introductory to kick it off, we have the 16 ounce bottle priced at the 12 ounce bottle, at the old 12 ounce bottle pricing. So you're getting 4 ounces free.
Well, and it's really important as we start heading into winter. And in fact, there's been already some people I know that have gone through that process of winterizing because they're, you know, into high school football, and, you know, they got kids back in school and college and NFL. All that stuff takes their precedent, I guess, over their boating. But it's a good time to put that in there. And then you should run your motor for a while, or motors for a while, to make sure that that treatment gets circulated pretty much through the whole system, because then it provides that extra protection that that I'm sure that everybody would like to have.
Exactly. And one of the other advantages of this product is it's recommended at 1 ounce to 10 gallons. And the important thing about our product is that that is the standard treat rate. If you look at other products in the marketplace, when you want to stabilize your fuel, you have to double treat the fuel. So if a product says, oh, you know, 1 ounce treats 8 gallons, let's say, but for stabilizing, you have to use it at 1 ounce to 4 gallons. So you're actually using twice as much to treat the fuel when you want to stabilize it. With the Extended Protection Plus product, you don't have to do that. 1 ounce to 10 gallons is the correct dosage rate.
All right. I know that many of the boaters around in our listening audience across the country and around will have those ValvTech signs or logos or whatever around their marinas, so they know that the marinas are going to be using them. But you might want to ask to make sure that when you get winterized, they're putting that in there. What about just retail? Is it available, you know, over the counter, I guess you could say?
Yes, it's available over the counter at all the marine dealers, including West Marine. As a matter of fact, we're starting to market the product through service stations. Some of the service stations now are, just as we have ValvTech Marine Fuel at the marinas, some of the service stations are now marketing XP Plus gasoline, where it's already pre-blended into the fuel.
Wow.
So if you're a trailerable boat, for instance, or something like that, and you don't purchase your fuel at a marina, you could purchase it at a service station that sells XP Plus gasoline.
Well, good news for boaters around the country and around the world. Advanced winterizing protection now from ValvTech, the Advanced Formula XP gasoline treatment. Look for it at the retail, or maybe sure you request it when you get your boat winterized. Dave Grohacke, thank you very much again. We sure appreciate it, and thanks for the good work you guys are doing to help us, you know, enjoy our boating hassle-free, I guess you could say. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
What is IBEX? Ann Dunbar is going to tell us about it next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM, and on KRMSradio.com. We will be right back.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.
Oh, Memphis is calling. Actually, Tampa. Tampa is calling because we're going to be talking about IBEX, the International Boat Builders Exhibition and Conference, coming up next week. Executive Director, the head of the whole shooting match out there, the show director, Ann Dunbar, is going to be next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. You know, this past week at the In-Water Boat Show here at Lake of the Ozarks, had a lot of people come up and say, tell me more about this Boat US and this towboat service that's here at the lake. And when I talked to them a little bit more, I found out they were new to the lake, and they either had just bought a house and a boat or just traded and got another boat and were thinking about what they need to do for protection and security and all that. Well, I said, you know what, take this flyer right here, because it's going to tell you all about the towing services from Towboat US, along with all the benefits of being a member of the Boat US family. You know, it's got 24-hour dispatch right here on the lake, 7 days a week, 365. They'll come get you if you got a problem. Towing, battery jump start, soft ungroundings, and fuel delivery. And it applies to any recreational boat that you own, borrow, or charter. So, like many of the folks I was talking to say, well, I've got a boat, I've got a pontoon, and I've got a PWC. Does it cover all those? You bet it does. And it's only $72 a year, and it's great insurance. And everybody was going, yeah, I got to get that. So anyway, 573-216-4701. If you did not get a brochure at the boat show and you'd like to join, that's the telephone number for Captain Dave Anderson. And he'll be glad to take your call and sign you up. Or if you're ready to renew, he can do that for you as well. You can also go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and you can click the Towboat US or the Boat US logos to learn more about signing up for a towboat service here at Lake of the Ozarks or anywhere around the country where the towboat guys are present.
I'm going to build me a boat with these two hands. She'll be a maker from a noble land. Let the chips fall where they
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and of course, I think we're gonna pull a song out from Jimmy Buffett called "I've Got Boats to Build," and we're gonna tie that in with this show we're gonna talk about. This is the IBEX Show, International Boat Builders Exhibition and Conference, and to talk with us more about it, Ann Dunbar, the show director. Ann, good morning. It's nice to have you back on the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. Well, the exciting news is that where Better Boats begin is October 4th through 6th at the Tampa Convention Center. And yours truly is going to be making the jaunt this year to come to Tampa for the show. And I know you're excited about it. It's just on the horizon. And first, before we talk about the show in detail, tell me a little bit about your background. You have a very extensive marine background. Tell me a little bit about your history.
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up on boats. So it follows into you do what you love, right? So it was kind of a divine providence. I grew up on boats, and I ended up working for most of the major marine publications. Soundings was one, and then I went over to the trade publications, Boating Industry and Professional Boat Builder, and that turned into working for this trade show, IBEX, the International Boat Builders Exhibition and Conference. Now I run this show, and what's exciting about it for me is it's really the future of boating. You know, I've kind of come full circle, and I feel very responsible about the show because I know if I do a good job and all of the attendees come, all the boat builders and manufacturers come together, we do build better boats, and it's all about really making the boat safer and more efficient, and we want, you know, your listeners to have a really great experience on the boat because we all know life is better on a boat, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it all starts really, I think, kind of at IBEX, and I've been to several of these. This will be the first one in Tampa, but the experience that me as sort of an outsider, if you will, or a press person, I guess you could say, is like a kid in a candy store, and there's just so much from all these manufacturers of everything from cleats to anchors to motors to fiberglass to sails, maintenance, just pretty much everything having to do with building boats, materials, just everything, the gauges, the coloring, you name it, it's going to be there. Tell us just a kind of a thumbnail, as if you're looking down on the convention floor, what's somebody going to be able to go through that's in this business? What are they going to be able to do?
Well, you know, they really come to see what's new and what's next, right? So when these boat builders come through IBEX, they're right now delivering their 2017 models. So all of the new models are being delivered to the dealers right now. So So now the designers and the engineers and the production guys are all thinking, what can we do now to build a better boat for 2018? So cars are, I mean, boats are just like cars, right? So if you look at your car and you go to look at a new car and you see, wow, look at all these new technologies and everything's changed. I mean, you know, I have a new truck and I started by pushing a button. And I don't even have to take a key out. As I walk up to the car, you know, the door unlocks. So all, you know, IBEX is what that represents for boats. So these guys are coming in and looking to see what can we do to make the whole boating experience more pleasurable and easier for the boat owner. So it's really the future of boating. And you know, every once in a while I get a call from a consumer, you know, boat owner who got to the show and, you know, they're technically not allowed in the show, and they'll say, you know, but there was no boats. And there isn't boats. It's about the boating pieces and parts. Just like you said, it's every piece and part that's on a boat, from the windows to the heads to the, you know, to the flooring. And so every year, you know, as a boat owner, I do walk the show because I run it. I always have the wow factor where I think, wow, that is a game changer. And the show never disappoints. So these boat builders come just to look for inspiration and ideas because, you know, in all these manufacturers, I have over 550 marine manufacturers who are exhibiting, and they're showing all their new ideas and technologies right on the show floor. So it's like a shopping center for boat builders, basically.
Along with all of the merchandise that's available for these guys to take a look at, there's also a series of seminars and special events, I guess you could say, that sort of incorporate into this educational sessions. Give us an outline of what some of these guys are going to be enjoying while they're there.
Yeah, we have a pretty extensive seminar series that begins actually with the pre-conference, full-day seminars for everything from, you know, electronics. There's stuff about regulations. I mean, these guys, this is the only place, I call them the geeks and the freaks. They're the eggheads of the marine industries. These are the guys that are really sitting down and thinking about design, performance, efficiency, and they have to translate it back to their building materials. One of the trends that we're seeing is green. You know, everybody wants to build cleaner. You know, there's nothing dirtier than a boat building company, right? That's the dirty little secret. Fiberglass and building with fiberglass is, it's messy and smelly, but there's all these new materials and systems and ways of making a cleaner, more user-friendly experience, a builder-friendly experience. So a lot of education on that. You know, the advancements in technology and how and wiring. I mean, there's just pretty much everything that these guys know to design and take advantage of all this new technology. It has a big focus of our education series, and they really can't get this education anywhere else. I mean, that's one of the big draws of IBEX is not only the education, you know, the access to all the new products is you know, those two things are what bring them in every year. So it's kind of a critical show. It's a must attend if you are a boat builder, basically.
Ann Dunbar is our guest, the show director for IBEX, coming up next week in Tampa, Florida, where people from all over the world, boat builders from all over the world, will be coming in to see all the new innovations. We're going to talk to Ann in our next segment about the Innovation Awards and what that all means to some of these manufacturers of the OEM and aftermarket products. Our show is presented in part by Shock Alert, and I had a lot of people that stopped by the boat show this past weekend and were looking at the Shock Alert. What it is, it's a device that detects electrical voltage in the water. And basically what it does is it has three probes that detect the voltage gradients in the water and warn you and your family of potential dangerous electricity. It's not a permanently installed device, which means that you light it up and you put it in there, and if there's voltage detected, it has some red LED lights that flash, and it's got a siren that goes off, and then audible warning, if you will. And that audible warning and those lights increase in intensity as the voltage gets stronger. But it'll certainly give you an idea if there's anything in the water that you need to be afraid of. And then people at the show were saying, you know, I could take this to my neighbor's dock because I don't trust that their electrical is that good. So, yeah, it's a great little device, brand new, comes out of St. Louis area, the Shock Alert. And you'll be able to see them in person next weekend at the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show as well. We hope you'll check them out. And if you want to order one, they're $129. I'll give you free shipping If you'll go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, click the Shock Alert logo, and then just enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE, and they'll provide free shipping to you. Get your own Shock Alert for your dock area, for your swimming pool, and for your neighbor's dock as well. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is going to take a quick break, and Dunbar is going to be back with us in the final segment of our program on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and on KRMSradio.com, and now on BoatRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Part two of our interview with Ann Dunbar about Ibex is coming up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Show Me Shirts is in business to help you with your screen printing, embroidery, any of those promotional things that you might want for your business, your sports team, or whatever, maybe a college class of some kind. Show Me Shirts with a Z on the end, .com is the website. Missy Coyle is who you talk to, 573-692-4667. Screen printing and embroidery work is what they are famous for. Official Laker apparel store as well. And I know you got to be thinking ahead about Christmas time. A good opportunity to buy some great Christmas gift ideas there at Show Me Shirts. They're in Camdenton on Highway 54, right across from the Stewart's Restaurant. And you'll find them right there pretty much every day, weekdays. Want to squeeze in a couple of around the waterfront news stories before we get back with Ann. And thanks for hanging on, Ann. Flooding on the Mississippi is likely to close three docks on grain shipping waterways from southern Iowa to northern Missouri, according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, may be closed now. Closure of Lock 17, New Boston, Illinois, Lock 18 near Gladstone, Illinois, and Lock 20 near Canton, Missouri, would effectively halt barge shipping through the area, and it could last 2 or 3 days. Of course, excessive rain up in Iowa has caused this to happen. Well, a man lost at sea was found alive after a week-long search has been called off for his mother. 22-year-old Rhode Island resident Nathan Carman was spotted about 100 nautical miles offshore Massachusetts by a passing commercial freighter. Relatively good shape, according to the rescue personnel. The man's mother, 54-year-old Linda Carman, is still missing. And apparently the boat sank, and he was able to get a hold of the Coast Guard, but what happened was after they got out there, they didn't get back, and somebody said they were supposed to be back, and so they started the search. But unfortunately, they have called off the search for his mother. Well, as we know from this past week, Jose Fernandez, the Marlins pitcher, was killed in a boating accident along with two others. And according to U.S. Coast Guard recreational boating accident statistics, the top three known contributing factors to boating accidents are operator inattention, operator inexperience, and improper lookout. Ranking fifth on the list, ahead of alcohol use, is excessive speed. Just thought I would throw that in there. And speaking of boating education, we've got a couple of classes right ahead of us here. Coming up on next Saturday, the 8th of October, at the Harry S. Truman Visitor Center, the Missouri State Water Patrol will be doing a class from 9 until 3. The following week, 10-15, they'll be doing one at Fredericktown at the Driver Education Examination Office there in Fredericktown. And for more information on getting signed up for these classes or to look forward to other classes that will be coming up, you can go to the Missouri State Water Patrol's website. All right, coming up next, Ann Dunbar is going to be back on the phone with us here. Part two of our interview, we're going to talk a little bit about some innovative awards going to be passed out at the IBEX next week. That's coming up right after this.
Here's a little song I wrote. Sing it loud when you're on your boat. Don't worry, let's go boating. On every water there are some wakes. Be careful round them for goodness sake. Don't worry, let's go boating. Time upon your boat, even if you only float. Don't worry,
don't worry about it, man.
Let's go boating.
Come on, let's go. Let's go boating, man.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And Dunbar, ooh, show director for Ibex, is our guest on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. A couple other questions quickly here. One, innovation awards. You talk about all the new products, but some get really some special attention, don't they, in the show?
Yeah, every year there's ones that really stand out, and we do award big honors to the people that really step up with what I call the game changers. So, when, you know, again, when I walk through as a boat owner and say, ooh, I want one of those, I know there's something significant there. So what's interesting in the innovation this year, and I don't know who the winners are, but I can give your listeners a little bit of a taste of what's going on. Over 85 entries this year.
Wow.
27 of those are in the electronics category, which is significant. So, you know, what that's saying is, you know, for the boat owner, electronics are now just taking off. And that's no surprise. I mean, when you look at your iPhone, everything that's happening in your iPhone via the apps can be translated into something that's going to be having to do with your boat. Navigation with a precision like we've never seen before. And think of the implications for that. All of your listeners have been out on a dark night or in a fog or in conditions that weren't very good, and to think that you have exact positioning, I mean, that's again, that's a game changer. There's a safety level there that just, there's a lot of comfort, because boating's hard, right? I mean, there's safety issues. So I love the fact that the electronics are really advancing that quickly. There's a few other things. The water skier people will be interested to know that, I guess, the towers, this is one thing that's come across our desk, these Tobo towers and accessories are just exploding. And so what these guys, the innovations they're coming up with these for wake boats and for water ski boats is pretty significant. And I can tell you the sound systems on these things are unbelievable. Every year we have sound system exhibitors that get in trouble because they're, when they do demonstrations, the sound is so loud and so clean and pure, it's actually mind-boggling. And the other one that I really wanted to point out is the interiors, the textiles, and the flooring. So for any of your listeners who haven't been to a boat show lately, even if you're not in the market for a new boat, go take a look at the boat shows, because the interiors of boats have just, it's mind-boggling how gorgeous they are. And a lot of this is coming from Ibex. Like I said, these new textile tiles, you know, they're water, they're mildew-proof, they're easy to clean. I mean, it's really mind-boggling what you're seeing on boats these days. So I would, that would be the other thing. And as a, you know, I as a girl, I like that kind of stuff. So,
well, it's they are pretty amazing. I know we're seeing them already in some of the boats from this year and even last year. You could see some of those new innovations in the fabrics. I'm waiting for that electronic piece that you can put in that that actually you know, parks your boat stern in when you take your hands off the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah, the power steering systems, that's the other thing. I was at the Miami Boat Show, and I got to go out and try the SeaStar Solutions, their new Optimus power steering. Bob, let me tell you, you cannot believe. It makes driving a boat, and this is any boat, and I think we were on about a 35-footer, 32, you know, center console, offshore center console. It had three engines, big outboards on the back. Pinpoint precision and positioning. So he got in this tight slip. It was effortless. And so all you're doing is holding a little joystick, you know, a little, you know, it's like a like a game. You could be doing, you know, Xbox, and the boat is, the maneuverability is amazing. I mean, you know, you're gone are the days where you're flipping from engine to engine and, you know, really struggling to get a boat in with a crosswind. I mean, this makes driving a boat easy for anybody.
The other thing that the Tampa location for the show now offers is some dock exhibits, because the Tampa Convention Center is right on the water. So this is something new, but it's not new to your show, but you've expanded that area this year. So tell us what I'll be seeing when I get there.
Listen, you're going to have so much fun, you're not going to believe it. Yeah, we've got more docks this year because, you know, remember, these products, our exhibitors are showcasing their products. So what the docks allow our exhibitors to do is to test drive the technology. So if you're coming in as a boat builder, you can now, you know, Honda, Volvo, you know, all of these engine guys, they can now take you out on test drives and let you see this new technology. And again, I have to remind your listeners, this show, you know, IBEX is not open to the general public, right? This is really just, this is a trade-only show. You have to be a qualified professional. These technologies will be seen on boats, you know, 2018 and beyond. But, you know, for the boat builders that are there, this is their chance to shop and really think about the future. So to actually be out on the water when you're, I mean, that's a significant experience for them. So you're going to be able to go out, Bob, and have a lot of fun.
Outstanding.
It'll be good.
Well, I'm looking forward to it very much. So IBEXShow.com if you just want more information. And we will see you in just a few days in the Tampa Convention Center. Ann Dunbar, thank you so much again, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Hi, this is Captain Matthew Hahn with Worldwide Marine Training. Thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
No shirt, no shoes, no phone. No wake zone.
Well, thanks again to all of our guests today. Thanks to Ann Dunbar, Dave Grohockey, Mike Shepard, Chief Dorhauer. Sure appreciate you being on the program with us as well. And we thank you very much for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be back here same time, same boat channel next weekend. Until then, have a great weekend, and we'll see you out on the lake.